L'choyia. L'choyia mash mit any kind you want. Rashi says, or L'yaron kama le'rachmon v'chol zara v'chlal. Any kind is v'chlal, you give it any kind you want. You give charamim. You don't have to the chiddush price, you don't have to give it only to the kanim of that mishma that are working the base of mikdush, but you can give it to any kohen you want. That's the chiddush over here. No, it's in the kohen shabayis the mishma year. That's per year. Or the whole year kachram shalim. Mashen kain hechrim or says hechrim sadayis. If someone is marking his fields, then lachur is no, it's in the kohen shabayis the mishma. Then you have to give it after the kohen of that mishma. She never the pasuk says tisod ha'achirim makain ki achuzosai. That the Sadi Achirim, once you give it to a Kohen, it's like his Achuz, it like belongs to him. The Goma La Kohen La Kohen Mi Gez La Ger. The parish of Gez La Ger, the Loch is somebody steals from a Ger, and he swore false that he didn't own the money, and then he admits that he owes the money, and the Ger dies. So the Torah says a special Loch, you have to give the money to the Kohanim. For Hossam, so when you give the money over there to a Kohen, how do we know it goes not to any Kohen, but only the Kohanim that are in the Mishma working in the Beis Midrash at that time? For Hossam in Nolan, the Tanya learned like this. The pasuk says, "La Hashem la kain." So, "Kano Hashem for nosel lekayim shabayis the mishma." So that it says there by Gez Lager, it's like "Shem la Hashem la kain." It goes to the kain of who? Of the kain of shabayis the mishma. So Mura says, "At time you're telling me la kain shabayis the mishma, you can only give that Gez Lager when you stole from the ger, and after he dies, you have to pay back the kerem and the chaimish." How do I know to say it only goes to the kain of that mishma? By Aina, maybe not that way, it'll hold kain shiyutza. It's a mitzvah to give the money to a kain, but maybe any kain is good. Kishuwem, when the pasuk says, Milvad Ela Kippurim. Again, this person first stole from the ger, and then later he swore false that he does not owe the ger money, and then later he admits that he stole, and he swore false. So Lachruz, he has to pay now a kerin, the money he stole, a chaymish a fifth more, because he admits that he swore false. And he also has to bring a korban el hashem. He has to bring korban hashem for a shvua sheker that he swore. So the pasuk says milavad, if he has to bring back the money, means the keren and the chaymish, and also this hashem he has to bring. That's called milavad el hakipurim. He has to bring this korban that he has to bring. This hashem she has to bring a shvua sheker. Ashi echap boy alof, he should have his kapara. So hareisha b'kain shabayis the mishma kosa medaber. Because that's pshita, when you bring a korban, who brings the korban? The kohen of that mishma, the kohen that's working then in the Beis Hamikdash. So the hikash over here, that the same kohen, the same place where the korban goes through, that's the same type of the kohen you have to give the money also. So if it's a svara, the money also has to go b'davka to the kohen, shabayis the mishma. So therefore that's what we say here, so by when you makrim yisoda, so when you have to give the soda to the kohen, it's not to any kohen you want. As the pasuk there says, Lakayin Tia. So we learn out Lakayin Lakayin from the parsha of Gez Lager, and they will learn out from the Korban Oshim that a Badavka has to go to the Kayin in the of the Yosef Mishma. Yeah. Yeah, Kayin too much Mishka as a Badavka. Now, Soda Ha Yotzes Lakayin B'Yoyvel. The same thing, let's say somebody was a Makdish's fields, and he didn't redeem it back. So we have before, according to Tanakhama, that the fields go to the Kohanim on Yovel. So Noistim the Mishma Shapoga by Yovel. We give the field to the Kohanim that are in the Mishma when Yovel comes. So the question is, Iboilu, Poga by Bishabbos Mai. Let's say the Mishma of Yovel, which is usually Yom Kippur, let's say comes out on Shabbos. What's going to be the locha? Rashi says the Mishmaris Mischalfois for Chal by Yom Kippurim by Biyom Leizitim. When it's mechalif, that's what comes out. That's Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos. Halacha is the mishmer the base of midrash. You should change on Shabbos. Like in the morning it was last week's mishmer, and then in the afternoon it's a new mishmer now. So to which kohen they give? You have to give it away to the kohen now on Yovel. So this day there are two sets of kohen. The kohen that leave and the kohen that first coming in today. So which set of kohen is called the mishmer? That's the shaila over here. So. Again, Sada Yetz Lakanim B'Yovel, Noistel L'Mishma Shepoga B'Yovel. I boil you. Poga B'Yovel B'Shabbos Mai. So if Yom Kippur come out in the middle of the week, there wouldn't be any problem. Because in the middle of the week, it's always the Shei Mishma the whole day. But if Yom Kippur comes in on Shabbos, now it's a problem. Because in the middle of the day, the Mishma changes. So which set of Kanim get this character? So Mora says, Om Rav Chiyah Barami, Mishmei Dechufana, Noistel L'Mishma HaYotzei. You give it to the Kohanim that are leaving that day. But since they were there at the beginning of the day, or last night even, that's really when Yovel started. So the beginning of Yovel, you give it to those Kanan that were in the Mishmer at the beginning of the day. Rashi says, Shebeshusay Hifchel HaYovel Emesh. That's when Yovel really started last night, when these Kanan were working there. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Tani Nam Yechud, then like this also, that Nimtzeis Atroim, becomes like you're telling me, Echad Yovel V'yechad Shvis, whether it's Yovel or whether it's Shemitah, Shvius, Mishamtun Kiecha, they're both Mishamat the same way. Rashi says what? The Bosser Aschulios goes Bosser to the beginning. Yenimsa, Rashi says, Hoyol Vishnas Memtes, Hifchul Shvius. The 49th year, that's a Shemitah, it's a 7th year. Vishona Shalachre, the year after that's Yovel. So he says what? That Echad, says here, Atroime Echad Yovel V'yechad Shvius, Mishamtun Kiecha. Ella, what should be the difference? That Sheyovel b'tchilasoi, Yovel is Meshamet at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the 50th year, and that Yom Kippur, that's when the Kohanim, that's when everything takes place, that's when they go to the fields, go free, and the fields go back to Kohanim. V'yashmota b'seifa, but that alokri, that when the Shemitah goes by the 7th year, at the end of the 7th year, the last day of the 7th year, that makes the Hashmot is Ksofim. But it comes out the same day. So this month, Yom Vayis is going now that Yovel is not Yom Kippur, but Yovel is Rosh Hashanah also. So this is Abba Rabba. B'shemoch yev eimo, b'vnei she Yovel. Should have said the opposite way around. Rashi said, nim tzayim ahoyol, when echad Yovel v'echad shviyas m'shamtet yechad, b'yoyim echad, k'r shviyas m'shametes halvosek sef, and you lend anybody money, so at the end of Shemit, you can't collect it anymore. V'yovel also, m'chir, he sold karka, goes back. This is Abba Rabba, Rashi says, Taimo, the Shnei Mishamtim B'yom Echad Mishamofi, the Shvius B'Seif, is that a reason why Shvius is at the end? V'yavu Mitchilosoi, Dash Deshtakach, the Bein HaShmosha, Shalerav Shabbos, Yovel Navka, Shalerav Shabbos, Navka Shvius, V'yishosa Tavaya Mishamtim. This will come out good. Let's say like Rosh Hashanah, let's say it comes out on Shabbos. So Mamash, that Friday, Bein HaShmosha, is the last day of Shemitah, and that's the time when the Shemotas Ksofim, the money goes away, the Chayiv goes away, and that's also considered the beginning of Yovel, because Bein HaShemosha is like the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, it's a Sofok, whether it's still the last day or the next day. So at that time is when Yovel starts. So it could come out that the Bein HaShemosha, so this Shabbos, Friday night, or Shabbos, that's when you have both Halachas Chal together. The Hashemotas Ksofim and the Shemotas Karkakom. Whereas this Vishleim, a very good Shvius for Seifa, Shvius, if you lend somebody money, we say at the end of Shemitah, you can't collect it, it's only the last day of Shemitah. Why? The Pasuk says, Mikeis Sheva Shalom, at the end of the 7th year. That's the Shemitah, that's when Shemitah takes place. That's good. Ela Yovel, but Yovel B'Tchilosai. Who says Yovel starts at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the 50th year? B'Yom HaKippurim Hu. We always hold that the Rosh Hashanah of Yovel is not Rosh Hashanah really, but it's Yom Kippur. So it's 10 days later. You see, the Pasuk says, "B'yom Kippur, tavu shofar b'chol atzachem." On Yom Kippur, like blow the shofar. That's when it's called Yovel. Everything goes out free. So how could this brayser say that the Yovel starts on Rosh Hashanah? So even on the 50th year, so it says, "Hamani Rabbi Yishmael b'noi shem Rabbi Yechon b'mbruki." Those according to Rabbi Yishmael b'mbruki. The Yomah, he says, "Rosh Hashanah hu dechal yes Yovel, Yovel Shmo." That he holds it. He holds that Yovel starts from Rosh Hashanah. So according to that's good the price before, that you could have mamash to both the same time, come out that Bein HaShemoshes of the Friday night that ends Shemitah and that starting Yovel, that Bein HaShemoshes, you have both halachas. The Hashemot is the end of Shemitah, so the Ksof and the loans go away. That's the beginning of Yovel now, that the characters go out free. Zemura says, Shoma Chizkus, so Mezal gave to us also before. They say, since Yovel starts at the beginning of the day, so therefore, if Yovel comes out on Shabbos, so then the Mishma that was there in the morning, that's the Mishma that was there at the beginning of Yovel, and they'll get the karka. Zemura says, Shoma Chizkia Bar Biluti, he heard over this halacha, the Yozel Oma Kamadar Bahu, he went and said over in front of Rabbi Huwa. So yes, V'leikesh Metatle Kakois, why don't we say, Bimak Rashi says, Lahod Rab Chiba Ravin. He heard over what Rab Chiba Ravin said. told Mobu the first halacha that Rodor Chibar was a halacha, that if Yemachrim Metaltlim, you have a right to give it to any kind you want. You don't have to give it after to Aisha Mishma. The question of this was, he asked it back to him, that for Lakish Metaltla Kakois, why don't you make a Hekish? That you agree if Yemachrim Karko, you have to only give it to the kind from that Mishma. So why don't you make a Hekish to say Metaltlim should be done with the Kakois? Rashi says, "Yeah, the lakish metaltal the chirim akakoyis the chirim to iskish the chirim says the posim he calls shaloi or misadi achuzosai. It's hekish everything you own that's metaltal to the sadi achuza. So I should have said just like the sadi achuza goes to the kain of that mishmer, the same thing the metaltalim. Somewhere says no lap tanoi some achlekes tanoim. The ikud lemakish, ikud lemakish, commandom lemakish. And the chirim rabbi says according to many rules, there's no hekish." Rashi says, "Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Yitzchak Liel, Bohadu Rabbi Yehuda, Makish Shimon leMakish." That was Gufra Machlekes leMishne about the Kahanim. Could there be Machrim that feel the Metalt leManat? You make Tekish Metaltam to Kakois. So you see, it's Machlekes here also. He's going towards the Mandiyama that you not Makish Metaltam to Kakois. So if the Lachov you Machrim you Metaltam, you can give it to any kind you want. Now the Mishnah says, "Charmi Kahanim Ein Lehem Pidyon." When somebody makes something Cherim, that you have to give it to the kohen. Rashi says charamim shachrim kedei lefitin lekohen. When you machrim something, the das is to give it to a kohen. Lachos ein lam pidyon, you can't be paid with it. Rashi says the siv lo yimaker b'lo yigoyel. You can't be paid with it, but rather you have to give it to the kohen. Once it comes to the kohen, he could do whatever he wants with it. It's his own property. But the chiddush is once you're machrim, you said like you made it hegdish to give to the kohen, you can't redeem it, get it back anymore. It just has to go to the kohen. You have to give it to a kohen like truma, but once the kohen gets it, his own free to do whatever he wants with it. He argues in whole Mishnah before and holds that stam charam lebedek abayis. If somebody is machin something stam, you don't have to give it to the kohen, but rather you have to give it to the bedek abayis. It stays hegdish. That's kedushas damim on it. You have to give it to the bedek abayis, to the base of midish. They own it. They can do what they want with it. Shneim the pasuk says kol cheirim kodesh kedoshim mul Hashem. Kol chayim is kodesh kodoshim ul Hashem, mashm is kodesh kodoshim, it goes to the base of Mikdash. Yeah. So that's his drasha. That's what Yehudim and Mesir holds. The chomer and the chomer say, like the Mishnah before, that they hold stam charom lekanim. No, stam, if you machim something, it goes to the kohen. Shem and the Pasuk says, kisodei hacherim la kohen tiyachuzasai. There, the Pasuk there is talking about yamakdish a field. You did not redeem it back, so by Yovel it goes to the kohen. Goes to the kohen. It says, "Lachot gistei hacherim lakohen tiyachuzosoi." Mashm every stei cherim mostly goes to the kohen. In kain of so, lo menem was the other pasuk taka say like mashm like Yehudim say it says, "Kol cherim kodesh kedoshim mul Hashem." It's mashm that a cherim is kodesh kedoshim. Mashm remains for the bedek abayis to hegdish. So the chum hold no. It just means to teach us shechal al kodesh kedoshim al kodesh kalim. That you could be machrim something, even though it's kachim. If you have a korban oil, a korban shlomim, you could be machrim it. And it means the money of it, and the money you'll have to give to the kohanim. Like it says, machrim odom es kedoshov, a person could be makdish his kabonis, bein kach kedoshim, whether it's a korban oil, a korban chatis, bein kachim kalim, a shlomim, or a bechor, im neder, if he made the korban for neder, it's a noisim demeim. Neder means that you have to give this, and whatever happens to it, you have a chiyuv to bring. So, Mela, if you made that cherim, what you have to do is you have to give the money of it to Hegdish. Therefore, you meant to say was give the value of this korban to Hegdish. That's what you have to do. Give it to the kohen over here. In that, the nice and demayim. If you're in the dova, let's say the korban was only in the dova. So if it gets lost, you don't have to pay money for it. So you don't have the chiyuv to give the money. Then the locher is noisen es toivosim. You have to give the toivos hanor what you have from it. That's what you have to give to the kohanim. Rashi says on the bechdei toivosim means toivos hanor sheyesh loy bo. Yitel lekohen. That's what you have to give to the kohen. Rashi says, okay, so what's the case here? That shor, you said this shor should be a korban oilo. Then you are machrimit, means you want to give it to the kohen. So then we value like this. Kama odom roit salita in b'shor zeh. How much would a person pay for this ox, like riva oila, to bring it for oila? Shein echay, but he doesn't have a chiv to bring kleima. Odom, a person does not have to bring an oila. If he finds it cheap, how much would he pay to be able to bring it, like for present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that much money you have to give, yitain zeh, shezui toivus anor, she did the toivus anor he has. Shrei yimeisa, let's say the animal would die, it would be stolen. He's not chayi b'achriyusam. Because shefri shei, so soon as he was mafreshit, he was yotze dechavosam. Omeyate now, im tavad, if you lose it, it'll only be mafsed only, this present that'll be given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so that's all he has from it right now. The fact he would have give a present to Hashem. So how much a person would pay to be able to give a present to Hashem, that's how much he'll have to give now to the Kohanim. That's what he meant to give. Again, in the Dovah Noisne Tavosim, in Russia, what I mean is somebody says, Shor Zer Oila, so then we have to value, Kama Odom Roi Tzalitim B'Shor Zer, how much would a person pay that's not Mechuv to bring Korban Oila, La Lois Oila, the cheapest price that we get to bring it for Korban Oila. Safa Pishen Rishu, even though he's not supposed to. But still, how much would he pay, and that much money he has to give to the Kohen? Yeah. Now it says, Habachor, Bein Tam, Bein Bamu Machrim Noi, so he could be Machrimit. Aye, it's a Korban, how could he give it to the Kohen? Ketzad, Ketzad Poydin, how do we see how much it's worth? Is Aimdim Kam Odom Reis, Litim Habachor Zeh, Litnoi, Leben Bitoi, or Leben Achoisoi? How much would you want?
All right, turn over.
How much would he want? Like if he'd be able to give it away to his own son, that's his own Leben Bita, his daughter's son, that's his daughter married a Kohen. So how much would he want to give, like to be able to give it to a Kohen? How much would he pay to be able to give it to his relative, the Kohen? That's called the Tevus Anor that he has. So that much money that he would pay in order to be able to give it away to his own mishpacha, the Kohen, that much money he would have to give to the Kohen.